The Senate today approved changes to the state's unemployment insurance rules, opening the way for receiving economic stimulus assistance. The federal stimulus plan offers $16 million to go to the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund, and the only requirement is a change in the eligibility standards. Sponsor Johnny Ellis of Anchorage said the changes directly affect 1,300 individuals.
I do want to state very clearly for the record that this is one-time funding. I acknowledge that. Everyone involved in this discussion has acknowledged that, so that is now part of the public record. But in a sense, the UI Trust Fund money is an ongoing benefit to businesses and workers and the state interest.
There's another side to the bill. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman said if the bill doesn't pass, there are consequences. He said the changes are necessary to put the state in compliance with the Federal Unemployment Tax Act. Alaska had an exemption to that act that expired a year ago. Without those changes, the state would lose about $20 million a year. But he said that's not the big risk.
In addition to the risk of losing federal grants, if we fail to enact this legislation, we risk losing the federal unemployment tax credit of 5.4%, resulting in approximately $111 million in annual federal tax credits to Alaska employers. Specifically, federal law requires states to cover services performing by employees of tribal entities and must give federally recognized tribes the choice of becoming reimbursable employers for the payment of unemployment insurance taxes.
The bill next goes to the House for consideration before the end of the session on Sunday.